IVM.
Folks, welcome to Paisa Paisa. I'm your host Anugam Gupta, Deep 50 on Twitter. And on today's episode, I have a returning guest. I love returning guests. I welcome back Vinay Bakri of Neo. Vinay was with us in June last year, 2019, when I was in Bangalore. My God, that looks like such a long, long time ago. He's back with us. Vinay Bakri, CEO of Neo Solutions. Just to give some background, so in the last week of August, I had asked on Twitter for specific financial products that have helped Paisa Paisa listeners, okay, people like you right now who are listening to this episode of my podcast. I was amazed at how many people replied with Neo. Okay, this is the global card that Neo had, for which I had interviewed Vinay back in Bangalore in June of last year. And Vinay, I hope you look at that tweet and look at the love you got that the Neo global card has got. But now back to today's episode. Okay, folks, so I've had neobanks in the past, okay? And here when I say neobanks, it's NEO. I've had Open, I've had Finan. But the first time I've got, you could say, you know, a proper bank on my podcast, and that's IDFC First Bank. But this is the NEO, that's N-I-Y-O, IDFC First Bank episode that we're going to do. We're going to talk about this bank account that NEO has opened along with IDFC First Bank. So let's get this started. Hi, Vinay, long time.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks a lot, Anupav. Thanks for having me here.
Yeah, good to have you back.
Very, very nice last time round. And yeah, very, very excited to share whatever little bit I can about my journey on this new product with you.
Let's in fact start from there. You know, how is the Neo Global Card doing since we last went? Because this pandemic, I'm sure, has kind of, you probably turned around a lot of things on the travel front. So how's the Neo Global Card doing? What's happening out there? I know that I've in fact used it in India. Foreign exchange transactions, right? Because I don't do it anywhere else. So I've had a couple of subscriptions that I did through the Neo Global Card. How have things been there?
Yeah, things have been, I would say that, see, we were exploding in terms of numbers, users, when the pandemic hit. Now, naturally, people are not traveling so much out. So, you know, the business cannot be what it was earlier. But we were actually very, very pleasantly surprised by how many people are still using the Neo Global Card. So the category is twofold. So one is students who carried our card and went to study abroad and were still continuing to be abroad. So those guys, of course, use it extensively. And it's been a very, very useful product for them. Back in India, like you said, you know, anybody who's buying a foreign subscription continues to use our card. And then a lot of people have started using our card just as a spend tool, a budgeting tool, where they, you know, put in some money, they know it is safe. They know that online you can just lock on lock and all that. So we've been actually very, very, you know, I would say humbled by how people have given us love and continue to give us even now when there is hardly any travel.
I mean, I just, if you see the tweet, I have, first of all, a big thank you to all my listeners and the people on Twitter who answered and who gave me that much love to say that these are the products you've discovered through Paisa Paisa, and you should really check out. So many mentions for Neo out there. But now, let's go back to banking, okay? Now, sometimes I'd also tweeted that the customer experience at banks, okay, apna, normal banks, I thought sad, yaar. I mean, I could go on and on. I'm guessing some of this might be because of a regulation. Maybe, say, for example, if you have to change an address or maybe change a PIN, you have to actually go all the way to an ATM and do all that. And I don't know how much of it is because of regulation and how much of it is because the bank wants you to jump through those hoops. Now, I want your perspective, okay, because you've got a really interesting product. What exactly are the user experience problems at banks today? I want your perspective on this. Where are the gaps?
You know, as I was talking last time, Anupam, that we look at value addition to the user for every product which we do. There's this lot of questions about neobank and all that. I mentioned last time also that we are no banks. Yeah. We are not a neobank. We are a fintech player. We work with our partner banks to improve experience for the customers and add value to the customer. But by no stretch of imagination, we are a bank, or by no stretch of imagination, the customer belongs to me. It is always my partner bank's customer. But I work with my partner bank in areas where we think there is an opportunity to dramatically improve customer's experience or customer value. So initially, we thought about travel, and we, you know, build a travel product, partnered with DCB, and you've used it yourself and people love it.
Yep.
this time what we wanted to do was we wanted to take a savings account product and work with IDFC, which is a great partner bank to work with also. Great technology and equal commitment to customer excellence. So we worked with them to see that, can we build a product which is purely focused on adding clear value to the customer, and can we do the customer experience completely from the scratch? Because to be fair to all banks, everybody is improving. And, the way we were onboarding customers, me as a banker, the way I was onboarding customer 15 years ago to the way the same bank where I worked in is onboarding a customer or giving service dramatically better. But still, what happens is because banks are very large, they've got multiple things to do. So it takes time for things to improve, which may seem trivial to a bank, but for a user, it is a big deal. Like, for example, if you start with very simple things, that when you're onboarding and you want to enter your PAN number, everybody knows that after some alphabetical, numbers, it'll be chance of alphabet and then it'll be number. But the keyboard of all banks you will see is the same as, what it is. So, the small things like that, which where, automatically when you type a number, the keyboard should show up. Automatically when you type an alphabet, the keyboard should show up. If your data is available elsewhere, it should be pre-filled. You should be able to choose your nominee seamlessly. You should be able to change your mobile number seamlessly, change your address seamlessly. So we have picked up savings account as a problem. And right from the moment the customer first sees a savings account and what does he experience when he looks at a savings account, right to the entire journey, we have tried to look at, every single aspect and see that how can we make it better. And it's been a very small journey for us, comparatively. If you look at us, this product is only 3 months still in beta. We have just gone open market 3-4 days back. So we've just tried to, work on experience, value. So value is very simple. 7% is the best possible in savings interest rate you can get today.
Oh, yeah.
IDFC is a great bank. So naturally, we partnered with them. The zero commission on zero forex markup already, we worked with Visa. We have a global card product, which is similar. So that value remains in the product. And then we realized that mutual funds, majority of the mutual funds which are sold by the banks are actually your regular mutual funds where you get to pay some distributor commission.
Yeah.
And hence we integrated the mutual fund product and made it 007 from a value perspective. But after that, what we did, and which is the more interesting part, Anupam, is that we broke down the user journey into micro steps. And at every step, we have tried to see what can we do better. It's a continuous process. If you would have onboarded become my customer in June, July, your experience would have been, not so good. August was better. September is better. And by end of the year, it will probably be the best in the country, is what we can promise.
Yeah. I'll get to that on the other side of the break. Because I have, I have actually signed up for the Neo IDFC First Bank account. So I want to wrap up this first part of this recording, Vinay, just to understand this entire neobanking phenomenon, because I've still not grappled, I've not come to terms with it, because I get neobanks are nothing but a technology layer over an existing bank. Okay, because...
Yeah, let me actually answer that question for you.
Yeah, go for it.
So that everybody is on the same page. So if you look at the global neobanks, which are famous, so you look at Revolut, you look at N26, these are startups, but also they are regulated entity. The respective company has respective country has given a particular kind of a license, whether it's a Euromoney license or a digital bank license in Singapore or a bank license in Hong Kong. So their licenses have been issued where these companies can go and become like a independent entity and acquire customers and be like in bank, like as many aspects as possible.
Okay.
But that's not the case in India. India, there is no license. I cannot call myself a neobank. Anybody who calls themselves a neobank is actually, I would say, on a borderline of what it rightly should be. So what we are definitely not a bank. But what we can do is that there are some things which are core associated to the bank. For example, savings account opening or a current account opening is a very, very banking activity.
Yeah.
And if there is any player who works with a partner bank to improve the experience on one of these things, then it is getting called as neobank. But you know, I leave it to you to from a nomenclature perspective. But in terms of the what we really do is to work with our partner banks to create a beautiful user experience, user interface for the user, for the customers of the bank.
That's what, you know, so that's what I was trying to get at, that how does the neobank exactly solve the customer problem? But I get what you're saying. You're saying that once you put the technology layer over the banking product, things actually, you know, do become different. They start to look different. I can see, for example, if I use my normal banking app versus, say, if I use either the Neo Global Card app, because now I have both, you've integrated both of them to the same app. So the Neo app now has the Global Card and the banking product. And obviously, there is a world of a difference. But like you said, a neobank is essentially a fintech company out here. It's not like they have a license. It's not like they can open
it's a fintech company.
And accept deposits from customers and then give out loans or whatever to others, right?
Yes, the deposits are, like I said, the deposits are collected with a partner bank.
Partner bank, yeah, that's right. Yes. Anyway, so folks, that is a wrap on this part, this first part of this Paisa Vaisa special. On the other side of this break, we're going to come back and we're going to understand the new IDFC First Bank account. Okay, so we'll get into the nitty-gritty out there. How is it different from all the other stuff that's out there? And, you know, hopefully Vinay will also give us some perspective as to how this solves a lot of problems. He just mentioned about the 007. He mentioned about how transaction fees are there for Forex or commission are there for regular mutual funds. We'll examine all of that in a little bit of detail on the other side of this break. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. And welcome back to this episode of Paisa Vaisa. My guest, Vinay Bakri. And on the first part of this episode, we spoke about neobanks. That's NEO, by the way. I know this is a little bit confusing. Neobanks, what are the problems with existing banks and stuff like that? On this side of the break, in this part, we're going to get specific. Okay. So, Vinay, so a couple of weeks ago, I started the process, right? I said, let's give this a try because I already have the Neo Global Card. And every time that I would log into the Global Card app, I would get this, you know, option to go into the IDFC First Bank product also. So I said, let's try it out. You know, so I want to first get your perspective on what's truly unique about it. Any first-time features that users can look forward to, I'll probably add whatever I had experienced when I was opening the account. Go for it.
Thanks, Anupam. Thanks for using the product. Like I said, in terms of value, 007 is as a value is probably the best value you can get out of a savings account in India today. Like I said, IDFC is a fantastic bank, 7% interest, on IDFC, Neo Platinum Card, you get all the platinum features, including zero Forex markup. And then, of course, you can do mutual funds at zero commission. So this is the core feature, Anupam, of the product. Hmm. But where the beauty of the product starts in terms of what's new. Today, one of the problems when you enter a bank app, is that there is so much to do. It is very difficult to search what you want to do. So for example, if you want to create a deposit, a fixed deposit, you really search ki fixed deposit banega kaise. Or if you want to lock your card or unlock your card or do any of this. So what we have done for the first time ever in any banking product, Anupam, we have brought a search option. So it's in beta today. I'm sure it will be available in app. Maybe not. If not, it will get available in very shortly.
Sure.
So you can just go and search anything. It is almost like Google search in that app.
Wow.
So you can search a feature, you can search a transaction, you can search a payee, anything. So let us say if you made a payment to me, you just type Vinay. So anything to do with Vinay will get popped up. So Vinay will come as a payee, you can do a fund transfer. Vinay will come as a transaction where you made a payment somewhere. Or if you tagged me name in a dinner you had with me, that transaction will come. So it is just unbelievable what the power of search can do to a simple banking app.
Got it. Just some amount of fine print out here, Vinay. The 1 lakh, the 7% interest is for deposits up to and above.
Sorry. It is for deposits 1 lakh and above. Below that, it is
6%. Oh, 6%?
Yes.
Oh, as compared to what? 2.75, 3% in the normal banks?
I mean, depends on banks to bank. There are banks which pay give higher.
I had no idea about the 6%, right? Because I was a little bit surprised at the minimum balance, which was 10,000. So I think that's one change that you've got, right? I mean, a couple of months ago, and I saw it on the community that...
Yes. We started off as a zero balance product. with zero no requirements. You can just log in as you like. But then we realized is that, you know, a lot of people are just logging it for the new experience of onboarding, not really intending to use it.
I get that.
Yeah, you have a lot of cost which goes into building such products. And, you know, our customer service, like a Global Card is 24/7 on WhatsApp. So, you know, the kind of comments we got on WhatsApp, kind of questions we started getting, we realized that this profile is not for us and we will not be able to build any meaningful business with this one. So naturally, we shifted to, we had to introduce, you know, 10,000 rupee MAB and 10,000 gate payment gateway. But yeah. Next, what we are doing, Anupam, is that we are creating a red carpet or a green channel where some of the customers who are pre-vetted, and we'll get those, you know, profiles and intelligence in, will be able to go through as a red carpet without anything. And then other customers who we are not very sure of will have to come with a 10,000 deposit and 10,000.
Yeah. The other thing I noticed, which I thought was pretty cool, is you've got a community. So I got an invite once I had opened my account. I mean, the normal banks I have, I have no choice here. I have to go through the IVRS and I have to do God knows what not to get a simple checkbook. Yeah. Anyway, so this was really interesting to me. The community that you guys have out there for, I think the community has always been there. Was it there for the global card also? Or how?
No, we just thought about having a community because we realized in our global card also that a lot of the times a user was able to answer the question of another user much better than what my customer service guy could, because my customer service is not really traveling. Yeah. And they are not exposed to so many permutation combinations which can happen when you travel. So when we had another forum, which was not really a community online, but it was an offline community which we had, and they had created a WhatsApp group of Neo users. And they were sharing actually experiences about Neo, which ATM and all that. And I was like completely shocked looking at that WhatsApp group. And I, you know, then we decided that, you know, let's make it formal and, you know, introduce a full community. It is already there in other large, you know, successful companies like Revolut, etc. And then we brought this in and it has been very, very engaging. We have, like, at any given point in time, you know, multiple conversations going on. Last month, some 4,000 people, 4,000 different conversations came in. Wow. So yeah, we were very happy that users, other than writing us to WhatsApp or calling us or emailing us, have one more option where their fellow users and fellow travelers can actually solve their problem. So yeah. It has been very, very helpful. It's a win-win for everybody.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I didn't know about I honestly didn't know about the 10,000 rupees minimum average balance MAB until I saw it actually on the community. And the community is a tech product, right? Because Google has a community, Microsoft has a community. So any tech product that you've got would have a community out there. I mean, I've used those quite a few times. Okay, I'm going to get one sensitive question out of the way before I go ahead, right? Because this is going to be there in a lot of people's mind, Vinay, thanks to the... I don't know, those colossal problems at a Yes Bank and at a PMC bank where your deposits essentially got frozen, you know, so it doesn't really matter whether there's deposit insurance, because if I have money at the bank, even if the deposit insurance has covered it, once that bank is frozen, I'm gone there. You know, mujhe kab paisa milega, jab milega, tab milega. Can you tell our listeners about this? You know, how does this entire thing work? Let's say that I actually put in 1.5 lakhs to get that 7% interest from you. What kind of safety are we talking about out here?
So, Anupam, if you look at a scheduled commercial bank, which is likes of Yes Bank and likes of DCB, IDFC, HDFC, ICICI, Kotak, Axis, you know, with these scheduled commercial banks, you know, your Yes Bank, your money was maybe stuck for 4 or 5 days, but that is like once in a history kind of a situation.
Mm.
You cannot compare it to a cooperative bank.
Cooperative bank, I agree. Yeah, it is scheduled commercial bank and the cooperative bank are fundamentally different.
Fundamentally, the way RBI regulates is very, very different. So your probability of you know, money getting stuck in any large bank in India, I would say is will be a really, really
As far as I remember, in a proper scheduled commercial bank, I don't think your money's been stuck. If I look back at history, maybe Global Trust Bank is the last one, probably in 2008, but even that got merged.
Yeah, that got merged. So, you know, customers' money in terms of in India, Indian history, at least, it has never happened. And, you know, the banks we are talking about all large banks we partner with. Yes Bank, for example, 5 days, it was full up and running. It's like amazing how they manage the show. IDFC is a very large bank, very old institution, fantastic team with Vedi there. So it's like a great organization. And similarly, you know, you look at other partner banks, DCB with Murli there. So I think these are very, very well-run organizations. And personally, I don't expect too much of a problem.
Yeah, folks, I'll just fill in the gap out here, folks. So IDFC, the lending institution, okay, Infrastructure Development Finance Corporation, IDFC, was formed in 2005. One of the largest institutions for lending to the infrastructure sector. Okay, that's to 2005. In 2014 is when the RBI gave IDFC an in-principle approval to set up a bank. That's IDFC Bank. Okay, and they rolled out the product in 2015. Now, when did they acquire, or rather, when did the capital first merger happen? It happened just recently. Yeah.
It's been a couple of years now.
So in the last few years, IDFC Bank, okay, the newly formed bank from the IDFC institution, merged with an NBFC called Capital First. Now, Capital First was formed by Vaidyanathan, who Vinay just referred to right now, who's like a veteran banker with ICICI Bank. So that's a kind of, you could say, street creds that are there out there with IDFC First Bank. Okay, so that's as far as the history is concerned and the safety of your bank account is concerned. Now, just a few small things that I wanted to iron out, because this is what I noticed when I was signing up, right? First, I think there was this thing about an Aadhaar OTP or something of that sort. I don't know what. So I think the question that was asked was, you should not have used Aadhaar for opening any other bank. I thought that was a little bit weird, and that you should not have a GST number. Why are these two things there? I mean, what's the logic for that?
Yeah, in terms of Aadhaar, what happens is that if you have done an opened any bank account with Aadhaar OTP, it gives you the ability to use the bank account up to 1 lakh rupees.
Okay.
Now, once you complete the full KYC through biometric or video KYC or in-person KYC, whatever, then it becomes a full KYC account. Government does not, nobody has any risk and it's fine. But imagine a situation where somebody is using a minimum KYC account, which is only Aadhaar OTP, and that customer opens 10 other Aadhaar OTP accounts, which effectively means that without actually giving a biometric, just by a Aadhaar number and a mobile OTP, customer will have access to 10 bank accounts with 1 lakh each and will be able to effectively rotate around 10-20 lakh rupees, which is a money laundering risk.
Oh, okay.
Which is why the government says that, you know, there is no problem in opening 10 accounts with Aadhaar OTP, but you, before you open another account with Aadhaar OTP, you have to first complete the earlier account with biometric or whatever video KYC, so that becomes a full KYC account. And any given point in time, you have only one Aadhaar OTP based account.
Okay, understood. And the GST part, because I actually do have a GST number. So how does that work?
No, the GST part was more to see that if you're opening a savings account, then you are not opening it as a proprietorship account. It is like an individual account.
Okay. I
think the wording is a little bit there. So maybe I will work with my team to make it convenient.
Okay, so just kind of winding up the episode now, last couple of questions. So first, what I want to ask is that do I have any benefit of it if I open it through your app, through Neo, instead of, say, walking down? Because I do actually have an IDFC First Bank branch about some 200 meters away from where I stay. So is there any difference fundamentally there?
Not really. I mean, like I said, the core account is IDFC. The core benefit in the account, 7%, is with is because of IDFC. So you can walk in into an IDFC branch and open an IDFC bank account. It's no problem. However, if you like the experience of the app, then you may want to open it through a mobile banking.
And if I go through the branch, can I then switch over to your app?
No, you will have to use IDFC app, which is also, by the way, very, very powerful. So you don't lose out much. But just that, you know, color combination, etc., we are slightly different. If someone likes this kind of colorful play, then maybe our app is
I'm in fact waiting for my debit card to come in here. I saw that thing on your app and I was like, oh, this looks really good. Okay, one thing What happens to the global card? Does that stay as a different product, or will I get the same benefits if I operate it through the bank account?
Yeah, you will get the core benefit of zero forex markup. You will get either in global card or in new IDFC savings account, debit okay. card. Hmm. Both core benefit of zero forex markup is there. But global card has certain advantages, which is why what we recommend is if somebody is traveling abroad, they should carry both the products. Reason is that global card is actually designed completely from a travel perspective. So let's say if you're traveling abroad and you need an OTP, your global card will throw an OTP on an email.
Oh.
We may or may not have the same feature on the savings account in IDFC, because typically what will happen is people will keep a large amount of savings here.
Yeah.
And they would use it sparingly compared to a global trip. And then there are several other things. When you change your SIM, it's easier to use your global app compared to the savings account app. There are some nuanced things.
Okay.
Both are good products. We would like customers to use both of them. Let me put it this way.
Yeah.
And to each it, find its own value.
Hmm.
Both are very, very interesting products as we see.
Okay, Vinay, so I just want to ask one thing on the hygiene perspective again, because this tends to happen with me a few times, especially if I have, say, a few other bank accounts. Will you be giving enough warning if my, for whatever reason, I go below 10,000, because that entire, that penalty or that fine that comes from not,
that actually is more as a deterrent to people who are not serious about the product. We have very little intention of actually charging any hefty amount suddenly without informing, because we want customers for life.
Okay.
And we will be upgrading or downgrading. So we will be up for customers who are anyway transacting. We can always upgrade this product to a zero balance product. There's no problem. But other than that, to tell you how it will operate is, very soon you will have a tab in your app, which will tell you, what is the balance in your account right now, and because of which, what is the interest you're earning. But what it will also do is it will give you a red line whenever your average balance goes below 10,000, so that you have a chance to get it above that. Even if you are, for whatever reason, you miss that on the app, then after 1 month, you will get a notification saying that 1 month has passed. You have not managed your balance. Please do it. And then gives you another month to manage it. And maybe another month after that. And only then the charge happens. So it is really, you cannot miss it. Let me put it this way.
Thanks for clarifying that. Okay, Vinay, last question. Tell us, just walk us through the onboarding procedure. How do I sign up? I mean, I had done it, and I've forgotten how quick it was. But for our listeners, just tell us how this this works out.
Yeah, very simple. You download Neo app, which is a teal color app on Play Store or iOS. After you've downloaded the app, what you should have in handy is your PAN card number and either your 12-digit Aadhaar number or 16-digit VID. If you want to keep your Aadhaar private, you can use the virtual Aadhaar ID. So as long as these two things are there, you are good to go. The only third thing is at the payment stage, when there is a 10,000 pre-deposit, you may want to have your debit card or your Aadhaar ID handy. That's about it. Those three things and 3 minutes, and will be, we'll be very, very glad to have you join the Neo family.
Fantastic. Just one small step out there, Vinay, would be that whole the Aadhaar verification, right? I mean, so that will still require somebody to come to my house, and I guess so.
After your account has got opened with minimum KYC, so either somebody will ring you and come at your comfort to do biometric KYC, or if you wait for a few weeks, then maybe we will be able to do it through video KYC.
Because that's, I think, a few of the bigger banks are actually advertising this entire video KYC concept. So
yes, we are also, it's under, we are building that out. And we should be ready within a month's time.
Got it. Okay, folks, that is a wrap on this episode of Paisa Vaisa. My guest, Vinay Bagri, CEO of Neo Solutions. Vinay, thank you so much for doing this for our listeners.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
Listeners, if you like this podcast, don't forget to check out other interesting podcasts on the IBM network. You can listen to us on the IBM Podcast app or ibmpodcast.com. You can also follow us on our social media. We are at IBM Podcast on Twitter and Instagram. If you want to reach out to me, I'm B50 on Twitter. And thank you so much for listening to Paisa Paisa.
No material on the show should be considered as financial advice. The material on the show is for informational purposes only. Please consult a financial advisor before taking any investment decision.